You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has demoted two of his senior ministers and reshuffled his front bench in an attempt to end the toxic culture crisis engulfing his government, unveiling a lineup with a focus on female representation. Christian Porter has lost his roles as Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister following his decision to sue the ABC for its reporting of an historical rape accusation, which he strongly denies. Senator Reynolds has also been shifted from the defence portfolio following sustained pressure over her handling of a rape allegation made by former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins. Mr Morrison says the time is right for women to take on senior roles, and in particular important portfolios right across the government.
The changes I'm announcing today will once again provide the strongest ever female representation in an Australian government cabinet. But it's not just about the size of the female contingent in my cabinet, but it's the skills and the experience, it's the perspective, and it's the collaboration they bring to our nation's most difficult tasks.
It's the second ministry reshuffle in just 4 months that will see Christian Porter hand over his position of Attorney General and Minister for Industrial Relations to Michaelia Cash, who is currently acting in the roles while he's on mental health leave. Also on medical leave, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds will lose the defence portfolio to Peter Dutton, a role he has long coveted. Mr Dutton's Home Affairs portfolio will be handed to Karen Andrews, with Mr Porter replacing her as Minister for Industry, Science and Technology. Mr Morrison says the changes are the shake-up the coalition needs.
This is about getting the right input. This is about getting the right perspective. It's about getting that lens on the policy challenges that we're facing and the policy development and delivery work that needs to be undertaken, and doing it so in those key agencies of government that are so important for achieving this change.
Mr Morrison says the appointments will be further enhanced by the establishment of a new cabinet task force in response to key issues involving women's equality, women's safety, women's economic security, women's health and wellbeing. The task force will be co-chaired by Minister for Women Maurice Payne, who says it will have a broad reach.
If you made the mistake of thinking that it was only about the women around the cabinet table and the ministry table participating, then you would be missing that very large chunk that the Prime Minister has just referred to, about the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Treasurer of Australia, the Finance Minister being present at every single one of those discussions. That is about the most whole of government response you could ever hope to achieve. It's about putting these issues at the centre of government.
But the announcement comes amid yet another sexual harassment claim in Parliament House. Nationals MP Anne Webster has made a complaint against somebody who harassed her inside Parliament House in Canberra last week. Ms Webster says she was shocked by the incident.
Look, I'm satisfied with an apology at this point in time. The point to me is that what was, you know, deemed okay 50 years ago, 30 years ago, is no longer the case. And culture has changed. We need to change culture in Parliament House. As representatives of our wonderful people across Australia, they expect more, and we should be able to deliver more.
As part of the elevation of women into senior roles, Melissa Price will join the Cabinet as Minister for Defence Industries, while Anne Rustin will add Minister for Women's Safety to her portfolio. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.